High. Scattered showers and thunderstorms become much more numerous by this afternoon and this evening, and a few showers continue overnight, low 75. Tomorrow and Sunday, highs around 90. Partly sunny, a generous supply of afternoon and evening storms, about 50% coverage both days. Download our weather app. It'll keep you on top of the weather with push notifications for watches and warnings like we had yesterday, and future radar and radar plus hourly forecasts. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
High-Tech Solutions, near Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. For computer repair or service on Macs and PCs. Need accessories, parts, sales, or service? See High-Tech. Get 10% off and mention this ad. High-Tech Solutions. Yeah, it's what they do.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. Well, the city has 19 new police officers. That's right. They completed a 20-week training program. They're going to be assigned to the MPD's patrol division. So watch out now when you're out on the streets. You might have one of those rookies pull you over. The city of Montgomery cut the ribbon on the new Dexter Alley. It connects the parking deck on Washington Street to historic Dexter Avenue. Now, the Dexter Alley is a public-private partnership. Foshi Companies and the Dexter Group involved. They hope to increase business in downtown Montgomery. The new alleyway has a Mama Goldberg's and a Frio's Popsicles. Montgomery police were called to Wimbledon Road. That's off Virginia Loop. They arrived, found a man shot, non-life-threatening injuries. He was transported. They are continuing to try to sort out what exactly happened over on Wimbledon Road. That's a look at your headlines. I'm Wendell J.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Start your own color party with colors like champagne and Jubilee. Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 35% on paints and stains during the Love for Color sale, August 11th through the 14th. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Why we love the country music community? Their passion for hometowns. Because at Country Inns and Suites, at home is how we want every guest to feel. That's why we offer complimentary comforts, such as hot breakfast every morning, a Wi-Fi connection, and coffee around the clock. Plus, our spacious rooms are the perfect place to relax and unwind. Our home is always open to you and your family. Book your next stay at countryinns.com.
Prattville, Montgomery, Troy, Auburn, Tallahassee. Brewbaker.com, everywhere and anywhere. Always happy and ready to serve you. Come in to see what's new. Infiniti's all-new 2017 QX30 compact SUV. Four doors, fast and agile. Or pack up the nimble Infiniti QX80 and head for the beach with families and friends. Kia has the 2017 Niro SUV, the one Prius owners have been switching to. Up to 54 miles per gallon. Or the Kia Sorento SUV. Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram truck. There is a reason we sell so many of these vehicles. Find out why. The all-new Chrysler Pacifica minivan and the gas or hybrid version. The hybrid version hit a record 84 mpge. The always popular Cherokee, Grand Cherokee, and Renegade Jeep models. Or Wrangler in the two- or four-door styles. The 4x4 Ram truck, big and Ram tough. Fiat, our newest addition, the compact SUV 500XL to the super quick Spider convertible. Who wouldn't look good in an Italian Fiat? Come see us today at Brubaker Motors or Brubaker.com.
I love watching home remodeling shows. Then I heard about a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. It's a low-interest, tax-deductible line of credit that uses your home equity as collateral. I can get the money I need to update the bathrooms and add some real curb appeal. I worked hard to buy my home. Now my home is working for me. It's your home. ASE is your credit union. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS 420259.
Almost everyone has a pet, or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping, or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
When you have a foundation problem, you want two things. You want it fixed, and you don't want to spend one dime more than you have to. Whether it's for your home or business, Parrot Structural Services can handle the job. Integrity, experience, and value is what Parrot Structural Services is all about. Call 334-517-0389 and have Parrot Structural Services drop by for an estimate today. With 37 years in the business, you're in good hands with Parrot Structural Services. 334-517-0389. That's 334-517-0389. Or online at parrotss.com.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
North Korean state media has announced officials drawing up plans to launch missiles that would land close to the U.S. territory of Guam.
Vice President Pence drops by Bedminster, New Jersey for a lunch meeting with President Trump.
Facebook's new platform called Watch will include live and pre-recorded video.
Eric Bolling has filed a $50 million defamation lawsuit. It's against a journalist whose work led Fox News to announce it would suspend and investigate the conservative TV personality.
Taylor Swift testifying that disc jockey David Mueller grabbed her backside during a photo shoot.
Hurricane Franklin has weakened to a tropical storm.
PGA Championship is underway in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Federal health officials have declared an outbreak of Legionnaires' disease at a military medical center in San Antonio, Texas.
Macy's down in the last quarter. Dillard's and Kohl's reported even steeper losses.
In Montana, the smoke from wildfires is so bad in one area of Missoula County that local health officials are now urging people to evacuate.
The Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
81 degrees outside. Stock market is up 55 points. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
How are we doing today, big guy?
I'm great. How are you?
I am really good. Looking forward to a weekend. TGIF edition of the Dan Moore Show. Mo Brooks is going to be calling in at the 105 hour. We're talking to him. Last day of the week, full week of campaigning. We were trying to connect with Luther Strange, but we kept getting other things booked in there by when he was available. So once I make a commitment to somebody, I keep it. Okay, 272-9228, that's where we are. First-time caller, essentially, Joey, the producer, know we'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift certificate. Met Kathy yesterday,
Yeah. Gave
her the $50 gift certificate. Assistant manager Ben did it. We're going to put it up on Facebook page and really appreciate Fresh Market. They are a great group of people to be working with, and I'm excited. Oh, yes. I did the tuna last night.
Mm-hmm.
That is some butt-kicking tuna. It is amazingly fresh. And it takes just a little bit of tuna, goes a long way. I mean, it probably was 4 ounces, and it was spectacular. So I highly recommend the tuna seafood at Fresh Market, where everything is fresh all the time. They've got great, don't forget, they have the Chateaubriand. special. I think it's a 9-ounce piece for $13.99, and looks really, really good. I may try that tomorrow night. And, of course, a great selection of wines. I kind of neglected to mention the wines because I wanted to be stingy. That's just the way it is. Let's do this. Let's start out with Jim Jordan from the Freedom Caucus. I'm going to be asking Mo Brooks about this when he calls in today at 1 o'clock.
The House Freedom Caucus now launching a petition to reintroduce the 2015 clean repeal bill for Obamacare. So tell us about this discharge petition that you're bringing up.
Yeah, it's the same exact legislation we passed 18 months ago. We all voted for, the Senate all voted for. We want to bring this to the floor. Our leadership won't do that. So the only way to go around them is to start what's called a discharge petition. You gather signatures. When you get the sufficient number of signatures, then it comes up for a vote. And so that's that. We will start that process in just a few minutes on the House floor.
Okay, and you are confident you will get the votes. But Paul Ryan, if he's watching right now, he can't feel good about this because you're trying to do an end run around him. You just said the leadership says they can't do it.
Well, he says there aren't the votes there, but saying there aren't the votes there and actually calling the question are two different things. Sometimes when you're out there in front of God and everybody, it's a different story. And frankly, I would like to prove that the House can do what we said, because some senators are saying, oh, you know, maybe the House can't pass clean repeal. That's why they didn't support it. Right. I want to prove to them that we can. So this is the way to do it.
Okay, I'm going to be very impressed if they can get this discharge petition out, which is a call for the question on the bill. And If they get the petition done for the vote, that's number one. Then number two is getting the vote and getting people on record. And now this may do some damage to some of these members of Congress who have been saying I'm voting for a repeal of Obamacare, and it actually was just kind of window dressing type stuff. But number one is getting it. Number two is seeing who will vote for the repeal and who doesn't. But then if they get a repeal, then that does kind of say, well, Paul Ryan was trying to slow walk this in that particular way if it were to be able to pass. Then if it passes, it would go to the Senate. Now, we'd probably have the same thing in the Senate that happened with John McCain last time, but we kind of see where people will stand on this thing. Some people may have to make a big political choice, because if I am someone who's going to run against an incumbent in a primary, this is going to be the issue I'm going to put my bet on, is this issue right here and not representing the folks back home. Those are kind of my two things that I would run against an incumbent in a primary. And some of these primaries, because there is some big talk that you've got some of these big, big super PAC organizations who are going to be funding some of the challengers to people that are considered obstacles on particularly in the House side of things, but on some of the Senate. There are not many Senate races that are up. Heller of Nevada and Flake of Arizona seem to be the two that are in more jeopardy. Flake has realized as of today, or at the end of this week, that his talking about Trump in that book and how he handled the Mitch McConnell and basically put some blame on some of the Republicans, he has got a big old fat target on himself right now. And there was a snapshot poll. He had dropped 6 points in the poll.
Whoa.
Under 50%.
Whoa.
That is not good. News on 93.1. Dan Moore Show. We're going to be back right after this.
The Dan Moore Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Your morning outright with Greg, Rich, and Jay. Mornings 6 till 9, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Don, who cleared the field behind your house? I know all you have is a lawnmower. I need my fence line and green fields cleared.
Prattville Farm Center. Now they'll bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They said no job is too small.
I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years. I like doing business with hometown folks.
Oh, me too. Prattville Farm Center will get the job done right and get it done quickly.
If you have land that needs to be cleared, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400. That's 365-5400.
Let's visit Pipsqueak and the boys and see what's up at Airport Trailer.
Yeah, I'm going back to school. I want to be a well-rounded trailer.
I say you don't say, boy.
Hey, I want to talk to you about my schedule.
Who's this guy? That's Thornton Mellon Trailer. My dad. He's taking me back to school.
When's our first class?
The schedule says 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock? No good. I got a massage 11 o'clock. Tell him to make it 2 o'clock.
These boys will be lucky if they find the campus.
Hey, folks, it's on me. Shakespeare for everyone, okay?
It's time for Midsummer Savings on Big Tex Trailers. With all the rain we've had, it's still hay season. Check out the Big Tex Goosenecks. Airport Trailer and Big Tex have it all. You know that Big Tex has the perfect lawn and landscape trailers. And it's just about time to start moving cattle. Check Airport Trailer's selection of CM stock trailers. Get to Airport Trailer today and find out what owning a Big Tex can do for you. Shop the full line of Big Tex products at Airport Trailer, your River Region Big Tex dealer. New trailers, repairs, or tune-ups. It's Airport Trailer. Call 288-5785. Make your trailer come to life at Airport Trailer.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Tames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard or shop online at jackingram.com.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The taxman's taken all my dough and left me in my stately home, blazing on a sunny afternoon.
272-9228.
Sail my yacht.
Let's continue with this train of thought, particularly Representative Jim Jordan. He was on Fox this morning. So he's calling for this discharge vote and then basically to call for the repeal of Obamacare. And, you know, one thing about Jim Jordan, and we've tracked him all along. He's one of our canaries that we look for on the House side. He has been the most tenacious towards this of anybody I've seen. He and Meadows are kind of the two lead dogs in this. So let's listen to Jim Jordan.
Isn't that Paul Ryan's job to make sure there are the votes?
Well, maybe this is the way to get the votes and show him we have the votes. If we can get the signatures, we hope the American people will tell their member of Congress, do what you said you would do. You know, right. Dick Armey had a great line. He says, when we act like us, we win. When we act like them, we lose. I just spent the last 10 days crisscrossing the 4th District of Ohio, and people back there said, act like you did when you ran for the job. Right. Make sure you guys do what you told us you were going to do and keep your promise. Mm-hmm. This is a way to do that.
Well, they forgot that promise. Some of them did in the U.S. Senate. What do you make of the President of the United States going after Mitch McConnell for not being able to get her done on a repeal and replace?
I mean, I'm with the American people, and I think the president is too. They're frustrated. I mean, again, I saw it the last few days traveling across our district. People are so disappointed in what happened in the United States Senate 2 weeks ago, or frankly, what failed to happen, which is doing something about this law that's been so harmful to families. So I'm with the president saying that we should do what the people told us to do. I think everyone in Congress should be focused on that, from Mitch McConnell to Jim Jordan to everyone else. And again, that's why we're launching this effort today.
You know, when I listen to Jim Jordan, and it's kind of like listening to Donald Trump,
right.
I think he speaks to people. I think he is exactly right in that place, that sweet spot that a lot of Americans are in. Not that they're Republicans, not that they're conservative, but as a group of people that particularly got, you know, you saw it in 2010 with the Tea Party, but it kind of progressed from that 2010 time to the 2016 campaign, and it's a building up of frustration. And this kind of smoke and mirrors government that we're seeing out here, I'm getting a little concerned about. I think there's going to be a great stress test of the leadership, because if Paul Ryan, you know, didn't call for this vote, didn't bring this to the floor, and it gets voted on, or they get enough in there to have it voted on, and then if it passes, I think this is going to prove the fact that maybe somebody didn't really want this bill to go, didn't want this thing to happen this way, and that should be concerning. And I think it will actually be a stress test on this whole deal. Let's go to the phones and go to Dale. Dale, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
You know, I don't mind the president going after Mitch McConnell.
Actually, a lot of people wanted it to happen.
I'll tell you where I think he made a good decision, because the liberals and the left would have just gone crazy. Well, I wish he'd have gone after John McCain, but you can't go after a man that's labeled as a war hero that's
and has cancer.
And has cancer. Yeah. So, Mitch McConnell, hey, it's time for him to, they don't say it, it's time for him to put up or shut up.
Yeah, and I think it was a very good move. I think Mitch McConnell, in all his glory and how great he thought he was and doing the backroom deals, one or two things are happening. Either one, he is not an effective majority leader, or number two, he really doesn't want this thing to pass. I think it's probably number one more than number two.
Can you tell me why any rational human being would not want this thing to pass? There's got to be some financial interest kicking back. That's the only thing that is logical.
And maybe that's the hospital association. Maybe that's the medical association. Maybe that's the Chamber of Commerce. Maybe it's big insurance companies. Maybe it's AARP. Because all those people are for Obamacare.
Yeah.
And the reason they're for Obamacare is they benefit from it. It's not that we benefit from it. They benefit from it.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I think President Trump shows some really good political savvy, the way he does go after some people. And I wish him the very best, and I hope this works.
You know, I was watching Morning Joe today, and they think that he's a political, you know, putz. They think he is just doesn't have any sense at all, and he's making Mitch McConnell mad, and Mitch McConnell will get revenge on him. So how is Mitch McConnell going to get revenge on him? What, is he not going to pass legislation? Oh, no, that's what he's doing now.
Mitch McConnell, if he keeps it up, will find himself challenged in his next election, and he'll lose.
Yeah, the problem is his next election is 5 years from now.
Well,
I don't think he's going to run again, to be honest with you, 5 years from now.
Well, I used to like Mitch McConnell, but I really just don't like him much anymore.
I know. I mean, the guy is, I mean, he is so ineffective. Think about this. 2 years ago, a little over 2 years ago, he had 54 members of the U.S. Senate, and he really was ineffective in what he was doing.
And
he lost, too.
One symptom of how bad Mitch McConnell is that if you're going to be that prominent of a leader in politics and be the majority leader, you either need a large group of people who love you, who find you entertaining, who find you compelling, or you need a large group of people that hate you. You know, maybe you make the Democrats crazy, like Harry Reid made Republicans crazy. But Mitch McConnell, at the end of the day, is utterly boring. And it doesn't speak well in the public eye, and then he's not getting his job done in the back room.
Let's talk something other than politics for just a moment.
Sure.
Do you think that Kim Jong-un, or whatever, however you pronounce his name, you think he's going to back down?
I don't know. We're gonna kind of get into that a little bit as we look at the beefing up of the U.S. forces over in the Pacific. Yeah. You know, here is what I think a strategy is. I'm going to keep testing. I'm going to keep launching. And, you know, we're just going to keep doing that. Now, China is going to be the key here. Can China put the pressure on him enough where he'll... Because China basically today said, look, we're not coming to your defense. If you get into a conflict, we're not backing you up.
But they also said that if the United States takes a preemptive action, they'll try to stop it.
Yeah. Well, my prediction, My prediction is we're going to turn on our radio someday, and they're going to announce that somebody just killed that crazy little dictator over there in Korea. And it very well could be his own people, or it could be the Chinese, or it could be lots of folks. But I think sooner or later, I think that man's just got a target written all over him. And I think he'll wind up dead, and that'll solve the problem.
Excuse me. Well, I'm not. If he winds up dead, whoever killed him better have a plan B there.
Yes.
And, I think he's got the tightest group of people around him that he absolutely trusts. And if anybody looks at him wrong, they take him out and shoot him.
Yeah. And somebody's going to take him out and treat him the same way.
Well,
because people don't forget that kind of brutality, that kind of tyrant.
Yeah, but the people around him are part of the brutality. I mean, you know, he has murdered some of his generals. He had one general that he had eaten alive by dogs.
Yeah. Didn't he kill his own brother?
Yes.
Half-brother or something.
Yeah.
Someone that was close to him. This man is nuts.
Yeah, absolutely he's nuts.
Well, anyway, I'll be glad when that's over. But I don't lose any sleep worrying about him hitting us with anything, because I don't think he can. I really do not think they have the ability to hit us.
Well, the problem is they may not have the ability today, but the question is, will they have the ability a year from now?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think leave it up to Mad Dog and some of these other guys, and they'll make sure that's not going to happen. Well, I think they're going to nullify this Korean threat. Anyway, that's all I have for today.
Let me ask real quick before I let you go. Nullify militarily with the first strike?
I don't think it'll be. I think they'll. I think somehow he's going to be removed from power. I think he is going to be removed from power.
You got to remember. And we're going to kind of get into this in some of the discussions, particularly the CIA analysts that we're going to have. You're going to hear from. China really doesn't have as much influence over him as he used to, and he is now the big dog out there. And he didn't really have to listen to a lot of people if it can withstand his people being hungry and cold.
Yeah. But he is relying upon other nations for lots of things, you know, raw materials and everything else. And when we cut off his water, he's history. He's history. And I'll be glad when that day comes.
Me too. Thanks, Dale. Appreciate the telephone call. Enjoy the conversation. Newstone 93.1. Dan Marsh Show will be back right after this.
Sail my yacht. He's taken everything I got. All I've got's this sunny afternoon.
The Dan Morris
save
Show.
Me, save me, save me from this squeeze. I got a big fat mama trying to break me. Live this life of luxury, blazing on a sunny afternoon. In the summertime.
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Noon till 1 on Saturdays on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey everyone, Christy here from Blue Water Broadcasting. We are out here for our last and final day of our Cram the Van promotion. Like always, we are on the Eastern Boulevard at Jack Ingram Mercedes-Benz. This is the last day, and actually I pulled up a few minutes ago, some people were dropping off some donations of some school bags they had made for elementary, middle, and high school students. And they actually put a note in each bag with an inspirational message for the kids who are going to receive these. So sweet. Thank you so much for all of you who have given us donations over the past 2 weeks. It has really paid off. And we are dropping all these off to those schools in the River region on Monday morning. Our Sprinter van is going to be out here till about 2 o'clock this afternoon. If you have donations you still want to bring by and our Sprinter van is not here, go ahead and bring them by the front desk anyway, and we will pick them up before we drop off all these donations to the schools on Monday morning. So thank you so much, and come out here and help us cram the van for one final day.
Boy, I am itching for hunting season. What are you planting for your food plot this year?
I don't know yet. There's so many options, but some of them seem kind of gimmicky.
That's what I think. I'm going to Hunter's Night Out at Prattville Farm Center. J&J Bagging will be there for a planting seminar, and you know they're offering big discounts to folks that attend and order early.
I'll meet you there.
Prattville Farm Center's Hunter's Night Out, Thursday, August 17th at 5:30 p.m. Admission is free. Call 365-5400 for details.
Almost everyone has a pet, or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery.
Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
I'm Roy Moore, and I approve this message.
Well, folks, Judge Roy Moore is ahead in the polls, and that's ruffled some feathers in Senator McConnell's Insiders Club. They just don't like conservatives. So now they're running ads, lying about Judge Moore and his record. No surprise there. The Senate's been telling us lies for years, like how they're going to repeal Obamacare or balance the budget. Well, we trust Judge Moore. And so does American action hero Chuck Norris.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Norris. Today, I want to tell you about a real hero, Judge Roy Moore. Judge Roy Moore is a man of integrity. He has never backed down from standing for what is right. That is why the Washington establishment is spending millions of dollars in trying to defeat Judge Moore. So please join me in supporting Judge Roy Moore for the U.S. Senate.
Vote on Tuesday, August 15th for Judge Roy Moore, the conservative outsider. Paid by Judge Roy Moore for U.S. Senate.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. The Conservative House Freedom Caucus planning to try and force a vote on an Obamacare repeal with a petition, while the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell continues getting slammed by the president for failing to pass a new health care bill.
Calling for support and for results pretty much every day this week, including again this morning when he retweeted a couple of posts from Fox and Friends referencing his diss of the Kentucky senator and another about how lawmakers learn the hard way that there's fallout when they challenge the president.
Fox's Rick Leventhal, the president, also blasting North Korea. The German chancellor, meanwhile, joining a growing group of world leaders calling for restraint in the standoff.
Angela Merkel saying a verbal escalation is the wrong answer. She also says she sees no military solution to the crisis, instead calling for international cooperation, also involving China.
Fox Radio, Simon Owen. Fox News, we report. You decide.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Flash flood watch continues in effect again today through tonight. Mostly cloudy. I think there'll be some partial sunshine later, enough to get us up to about 90 for a high. Scattered showers and thunderstorms become much more numerous by this afternoon and this evening, and a few showers continue overnight, low 75. Tomorrow and Sunday, highs around 90. Partly sunny, a generous supply of afternoon and evening storms, about 50% coverage both days. Download our weather app. It'll keep you on top of the weather with push notifications for watches and warnings like we had yesterday, and future radar and radar plus hourly forecasts. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
Love to run around, love to handle everything they see.
272-9228. That's where we are.
And you know she'd rather be with me. Be oh my, because tell you why you understand.
Let's finish up with the, I'll tell you what, we're going to pick back up with Jim Jordan when we have Mo Brooks. Mo Brooks will be calling in at 105. We're going to do something unusual. I'm going to completely open up the phones for calls for Congressman Brooks at 272-9228. So when he comes on, we can take calls pretty fast. There are a couple of topics I want to cover with him before we get into the calls. But I think Mo Brooks is probably one of the most accessible top-tier candidates that's out there. And he didn't know they're going to open up the phones for questions, but I'm sure he won't mind at all. Okay, there was a great piece that was on on the morning shows today. U.S. forces in Guam ready, and this is a good piece right here. It's going to give you a nice insight of what's going on in Guam.
The North Korean military says it is working on plans to launch four missiles toward the American territory of Guam. President Trump pledged an unprecedented U.S. response if that happens. The small Pacific island has about 6,000 troops stationed there. It has an overall population of more than 160,000 people. Guam is also considered one of the most strategically important U.S. locations in the region.
We've arrived here at Anderson Air Force Base in Guam. This wing is considered a power projection platform. We're about 2,100 miles away from North Korea, but that doesn't really matter because this base can accept assets from anywhere in the world and launch them and take the fight to our enemies.
This base has the largest stockpile of fuel and munitions in the Air Force and can respond to threats from the Middle East, Asia, and across the Pacific. Colonel Sam White has spent his career here among these bombers.
In a worst-case scenario, how quickly can this airfield get up to speed?
So we stand ready to respond to a wide range of things at the president's call. That's the reason why we have the continuous power presence mission, is to give the president of the United States sovereign options against threats to the U.S. So we're ready today.
I like that, sovereign options, and that's... Every time you hear these, that is what happens. Is the military will talk in terms of giving the president options, giving him options and giving him more time. So you have kind of the first line of defense to give him more time, but also you have these military options. But this is a very good piece of talking about the readiness that happens at Guam. This actually took place before all of this rhetoric started. This was an interview that was done about 4 days before by CBS, and they did a damn good job with it.
And they've had to prove that multiple times in recent weeks. On July 29th, the day after North Korea's latest successful ICBM launch, two U.S. B-1 bombers took off from this airfield and flew over 2,000 miles to the North Korean border in a show of force. The B-1, also known as the Bone, is capable of carrying more arms than any other bomber in the Air Force. And as its air crews can attest, it's also among the loudest.
Especially being out here because you get to feel the rumble of them.
When a B-1 goes into a particular region, it sends a very strong message that the United States means business.
Well, our first step is deterrence, obviously. However, if the combatant commander calls upon us, the B-1 is a very credible and lethal force.
What sets the Bone apart?
I think it's three things, and it's all three of them together. Speed, persistence, and payload. So we can get where we're going fast, we can then stay there for a long time, and we bring a lot of bombs with us.
I like that.
Yeah, and these things are terrifying if you're on the other side.
I mean, this thing has got a ton of munitions in it, and so it can, and as he said, it can hang over target for a long time, and it has some stealth kind of capabilities if you're pointing it directly at the radar detection, and can get right there on the target, particularly when you have fighter coverage in it. It is a formidable foe out there. Okay, so now, listen to this is going to be talking about what they're preparing, and that they can put together a bomb in 8 minutes. A bunker buster bomb. 8 minutes. Listen to this.
You're looking at what airmen call haze igloos, stretching along this road for about half a mile. 15 million pounds of net explosive conventional munitions. They're built by the 36th Munitions Squadron.
Each of these bombs weigh 2,000 pounds. We generally crank each one of these out in about 8 minutes' time.
8 minutes' time?
Yes, sir.
You can build one of these?
Yes, sir.
And which one are we building today?
It's an advanced penetrator, often referred to as a bunker buster. It can actually penetrate concrete and reinforced even.
What kind of force are we talking about? When we say, 2,000 pounds, what kind of devastation are we looking at?
If anything ever goes wrong for these, we always plan on the realm of safety, evacuate 4,000 feet.
4,000 feet?
Yes, sir.
Due to North Korea's difficult mountainous terrain and deep bunkers, these types of munitions could be of vital importance in the event of a conflict.
One of the things that we heard over and over again, especially as the rhetoric has heated up over the last couple of months, we asked,
time and time again to the airmen, what does this all mean? And for them, it really doesn't mean anything. They do their jobs every single day. Every commander, every non-commissioned officer, and every airman we spoke to said that they are prepared to do their job today.
Several pieces of that, 4,000 feet, that's almost a mile away. And this thing has some amazing power to it. This is so far improved from what we saw in the shock and awe of Iraq, particularly Iraq War II, Gulf War II. That was there. They have greatly improved this. But these guys are serious, and that's something I've learned from being around the military, and I'm sure the military people that are listening to the show now that would say exactly what he did. They're not, this isn't anything special. This is what they do. This is what they're trained for. And it's just like, it's a drill for skill type situation. They're just doing it because that's what they do. But it is, you know, the United States military is an impressive force. And they already, this is the tip of the spear. This is the closest you're going to get that has the big, big manpower other than something, someplace like Okinawa. But this is where you project that force that is out there. I have not ever been to Guam. I've been to the Philippines, and it is very, very impressive. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Moore Show. We're going to be back right after this. Quick.
Some girls love to run around.
You're listening to the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi there, this is Greg Schaefer with AKD, Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties. Well, another summer is flying by and the new school year fast approaches. I hope you all have enjoyed your summer, and I would like to thank you for allowing us to serve you in the past. I would also like to encourage you and any new customers to give us the opportunity to work with you this upcoming school year. Whether you're a principal, teacher, parent, or PTA member, AKD is your smart choice to partner with for all of your custom apparel and promotional products needs. From t-shirts, sweatshirts, and polos, to backpacks, car magnets, and much more, we have you covered. Offering great pricing, along with creative graphics and on-time delivery for over 30 years, AKD always makes the grade. Please call or visit us in Montgomery at 277-8433 or in Prattville at 361-2133 or check us out online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I saw my problems and I see the light. 272-9228. Now, this is going to be an interesting call. I did not know this about this well-known caller. Tea Party Becky was out in, I guess Eric was stationed in Guam, and so she lived in Guam. Tea Party Becky, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. So how long were you out in Guam?
We lived there for 2 years, and I want to just give your listeners a little perspective. Guam is out in the middle of nowhere. When you try to find it on the map, it's about as big as a pinprick. And what's funny is it takes 5 hours to fly from California to Hawaii, so you do that part of the trip, and then it's 7 hours from Hawaii to Guam on a flight.
Wow.
It is a long way out in the middle of nowhere, and it is a tiny island. It's only like 2 miles wide across in one area. And like they said, I think there's only 100,000 people there. But it's not just Air Force that that is there. There's a big Navy base also there. So I get really concerned hearing all of this talk from North Korea, and I think so many of us are going about our daily lives not paying attention, but this is a huge deal.
Becky, did we lose you?
You know, and I don't know if people really grasp what a big deal this is.
What do you think what do you think would happen? Well, first of all, did you hear the piece about the making the munitions in 8 minutes and
yes.
and things like that? I mean, this is an impressive base.
It is. And you know what? When I hear about the U.S. military, as a military wife, I am so proud
Absolutely.
Of the U.S. because we can just kick butt anywhere, you know, quickly and decisively. And that is what I want to see our military do when we have to do it versus having it be a social experiment. You know, we have the greatest people serving in our military and they're ready to defend us. And so, yeah, I'm really happy to hear that they have that capability in Guam, and I think we would be able to intercept anything that would come that way. But again, this is a big deal.
This really is the, you're going to hear in a later report that they have the THAAD missile defense system. And in reading about that, it was is one of the most appropriate uses of THAAD. This defense person was talking about it. It's very similar to Jerusalem using a missile defense system, but this one is the top of the line and really will protect the country. Let me ask you something, T. Barty Becky. What if they were to fire missiles towards Guam and they would splash them down near Guam, and I'm saying near, you know, give or take 50, 100 miles, do you think that would have cause for Trump to respond to North Korea?
I do, because there are a lot of small islands right around. Saipan is one. The Marianas Islands are right there. I mean, there are some little islands close by. The Philippines really is not that far away. Yeah, I think so. And I think it is a strike against America. No matter where it comes down, they are doing this against us. And I think we can't let them get away with that. We need to stop them.
Yeah, well, and Guam is of such a strategic importance as our lead tip of the spear there in the Pacific.
Right. You know, I'm curious. I have not heard about any possible evacuations for family members. You know, there are elementary schools there. The military, they come. This is an accompanied tour, so families do come. There are some that don't come, but there are big housing developments there that the military lives on. And so when we hear that they are beginning to evacuate families, then we really need to worry. But I haven't heard anything like that.
I have a piece on that we'll play in the final hour. We'll have Mo Brooks on at 105 today. But it basically says that everything's just kind of like normal there. Tea Party Becky, thank you very much. I learned something new about you today.
All right. Well, y'all have a great weekend.
You too. Tell Erica I said hi. Okay. Let's go to Koopa. Koopa, how are you today, my man?
Hey, Dan. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
That was interesting listening to Becky. I've been to Guam probably 10 or 12 times, and it's a 4.5-hour flight from Tokyo to Guam. So it's a long way down there.
Yep. Were you there in a military capacity?
No, went for the airline.
Okay.
We flew the Tokyo to Guam route.
Was that a 747 heavy?
747, yeah.
Wow.
I don't think we fly that anymore, but that was, you know, back in the day. And Saipan is less than 100 miles north of Guam, and just to the south of Saipan is Tinian, where Colonel Tibbets took off on his way to Hiroshima.
Hmm.
And you can actually see the Tinian when you're making your approach into land at Saipan. You fly right over the runways there at Tinian.
So what? Go ahead. I want to ask you something about Tokyo, but go ahead. Finish your thought.
No, I'll just say Guam's a beautiful island, not real big, but fantastic scuba diving, and no birds, though, because the snakes ate all the birds.
Darn snakes. So is there a commercial airport there, or were you landing at Anderson?
No, it's a commercial airport.
Okay.
You don't land at Anderson.
Okay, interesting. We were just looking at some aerial photos of it, of the B-52s and the bomber wings that that were there. I don't know how old that was, though.
Yeah, on your it's a kind of a tricky approach. You come over kind of a little, not a mountain, but a big hill, and before you can drop down and land. Not too many years ago, of course, it's, well, I say not too many, 15 or 18 years ago. I can't remember who it was. Somebody hit the mountain about 4 or 5 miles short of the runway, and I think that was the 747.
Wow.
I can't remember if it was Japan Airlines or whoever, but we always had to be careful coming there because we always came out.
Let me ask you a real quick question. When and first time I flew into Tokyo and I saw Fuchiyama there, and it's like you're flying right into the mountain, and I noticed that they've got the kind of the orange and white checkerboard thing to let you know that this is a mountain here, guys. That's a scary thing in the old Tokyo airport.
Well, now, see, I never flew in there. I always flew into Narita.
Oh, okay.
Which is, you know, the new big international airport, 40 or 50 miles outside of Tokyo.
Yeah, I understand, $150 cab ride away.
Something like that, yeah. They still use the old Tokyo airport for domestic flights. And talking about the checkerboards, now the old airport in Hong Kong was the one that was probably the most exciting approach I ever flew. They had a checkerboard on the side of the mountain, and when you came to the checkerboard, they said, turn right. And the runway will be right there. But that was a
vector right, thing. Vector right.
Yeah, that's a fun, and I think I'm trying to remember the name of it.
You never flew Central America, did you?
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah,
Grand Cayman's as far south as I got.
Ah, Grand Cayman's, what a great place.
Hey, and my airline opened that up. There was nobody serving that until Southern Airways went in there back in the 70s.
Yeah, we would always fly Cayman Air from Tampa down there. Yeah. That's the cheapest flight going. Cooper, thanks for the tax. I hated that tax. Cooper, thanks for the telephone call and appreciate the information. Newstone 93.1 FM, Dan Marsh Show, ASE Credit Union. You're looking for a great place to bank. ASE Credit Union is it. Free checking, folks. They have technology at your fingertips to serve you. Apps, you can do banking and never walk into the place. If you want to walk into the place, they're going to greet you warmly, especially the new one down in, where is it, down in Butler County at Greenville. That's it. Newstone 93.1, Dan Marsh Show. We're going to be right back.
Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.